Whilst he's been made out to be some sort of extremist, Dick Smith said that his comment was a simple solution to a complex problem.
All I was saying was that a typical Aussie family can actually have 20 kids in their lifetime. Most choose to have an average of two, which I really support. I don't support any compulsion at all. But I do think people are going to be very careful having too many kids, because at the present time, children being born today will live until the end of this century. That's 90 years away. We don't know if we'll have enough food then. Most of the food we get now for our 6.7 billion people comes because of oil, oil turned into fertiliser, and we're going to be running out of oil.
Smith suggests that Australia's wealth and unique way of life will suffer because of overpopulation.
I'm looking at an Australian and a global level. When it comes to Australia, look, yes, we could fit 100 million into Australia, but what would the advantage be? For wealthy business people, there's an advantage. They're going to make more money. But for the typical Australian wage and salary earner and retired person, it just means that you're dividing up the cake. That's the wealth of Australia among more people. That means everyone is worth less.
But aren't you making a bigger cake?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? See, if we could make a bigger cake by making more gizmos in a factory, that would be great. But we earn our money out of farming and out of mining. And unfortunately, we don't need large numbers of people, or fortunately, to do that.
Dick Smith says that our quality of life will also disappear.
This is where we're being conned. We're being told that eternal growth is good, whereas all of us know that you cannot have eternal growth. It's impossible. It's a finite world. And also, growth and more people actually means that just about every problem we now have is made worse. And so, as far as I'm concerned, if we stabilised our population and then concentrated on quality of life, people would be a lot happier.
Brenton Lewis is the Chief Executive of Regional Development Australia, Murray Lands and Riverland in South Australia, and he says that Dick Smith is completely wrong.
Firstly, I have great respect for Dick Smith, but I can't say I agree with this position that he's taking. From a Regional Development Australia position in our region, I can't speak for the whole 55 regions across Australia, obviously, but from the Murraylands and Riverland perspective, I'd have to disagree with that view. I have quite a view that the issue for Australia is that the people are living and shifting and wanting to live, and the migrants are wanting to live in metropole and coastal regions, and that's distorting the sustainability of those communities.
Ian Rintoul is the spokesperson for the Refugee Action Coalition, and he says that Dick Smith's comments are not about sustainable population, rather an anti-immigration protest.
Dick Smith's becoming a bit of a crank on the issue, I think, and his anti-immigration comments are not particularly helpful at all, and only feed, I think, the very right-wing ideas that have come out of Tony Abbott and Scott Morrison, and I think that we don't need an anti-immigration policy at all, and Dick Smith's concern for the environment would be far better directed at the proponents of nuclear power or the coal seam gas perpetrators in Queensland, and that's where a serious concern about the environment needs to be directed.
Prior to the last federal election, both leaders ran away from a big Australia target for fear of upsetting metropolitan voters. However, some parts of Australia are pleading for people to move there. So what does regional Australia have to do to become more attractive to people? Brenton Lewis believes good planning plays a major part.
It's already very attractive. What we need is determined policy on decentralisation, with the right sort of infrastructure to expand some existing exciting cities and large towns.
Ian Rintoul suggests that if it's not good enough for Australians to go to regions, it's hardly fair to send new migrants.
If we can't get Australians to go there because the circumstances are good enough and the advantages are good enough and the conditions are good enough, then coercing migrants hardly seems an appropriate way to go about it. The answer is to look at the actual conditions, the wages, conditions, the opportunities for housing and so on. They're the key things that need to happen to encourage people, not a draconian authoritarian measure which makes it a condition of resettlement.
Dick Smith suggests that bigger is not always better.
Well, 8 out of the 10 wealthiest countries on earth all have stable populations. The Switzerlands, the Swedens, the Denmarks, they're all about half our size. So they are smart. Are we to be completely stupid and try and compete with the USA? Now, the USA is same landmass has 300 million people. Now, they tell you, oh, but you get efficiencies of scale. The people must be better off in the USA. In fact, the gross domestic product per person is less in the USA than Australia, and the quality of life there is no better. In fact, I wouldn't want to swap anything with the USA. I wouldn't want their school system, wouldn't want their crowded roads, and I wouldn't want their hospitals and medical system.